A little more than 100,000 Pacific peoples are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, with the first doses creeping towards 200,000. But it comes as new Ministry of Health research suggests that Pacifica are no longer as vaccine hesitant as they once were. The problem remains misinformation, which is putting off young people from getting their shots. RNZ Pacific's Mariner Fangayava Muller investigates.
According to the new research, Pacifica are more likely than any other ethnic group to be unsure of the importance of being inoculated. Pacifica are the youngest population in the country, with a median age of 24. One in four children in Auckland identify with at least one Pacific heritage. Lockdown is keeping them out of the classroom, but Tongan immunologist Chris Bulli-Uvea says it's also giving them plenty of time to be on the internet and exposed to fake news and anti-vaccine conspiracies.
Coming from people from overseas who also claim to be virologists and immunologists, and just saying a whole bunch of complicated things that our youth don't understand, but because it sounds complicated, it therefore must be right.
Vaccine hesitancy is a big factor for those aged under 30. Chris Bulli-Uvea says one reason for that is laziness. This country has been relatively protected from COVID, and people think that they have plenty of time to get immunised. The other reason is misinformation, which has picked up on a natural cynicism towards authority. Latest figures show that around 1 in 3 Pacifica haven't had even a first Pfizer dose. The COVID response minister, Chris Hipkins, says there's a lot of work to do even after the national vaccination rate hits 90%.
Those numbers are encouraging, but they do show that we continue to have an equity challenge that we need to work on. There's a lot more work to do.
Senior communications specialist Samson Samasoni thinks the government's messaging for Pacifica audiences should be tailored accordingly.
The trick here is that no one really knows how to get to 18 to 30-year-olds. Particularly Pacific. We need to do a lot more research and understanding about what's going to work for them, what are the drivers, what's the best way of access.
He says younger Pacifica may be fed the wrong messages on social media or through word of mouth. Bottom line, launching a war against all forms of misinformation will get more needles into arms. And as the pressure heats for Fortress New Zealand to open back up, Chris Bulli-Uvea has this piece of advice for those yet to get a jab.
Let's just look next door. Look at what happened to Fiji. I just read this morning about the issues that French Polynesia is facing. It's really, really, really tough. People are dying at a rate of 13 to 15 per day. It's really bad news. And we can save lives by getting ourselves protected.
That is Tongan immunologist Chris Bulli-Uvea.